Hello, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Julian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. I've got some good news for you. We're pushing this through, working diligently. So regarding the proof of rent, we're just going to contact your landlord directly, just to get verbal like verification that you're up to date on rent and everything. So assuming we're able to get a hold of him and we can get that verbal verification, we should be all good. And then regarding the bank statement login, one of our partners is just going to call you directly and log in with you on the phone with you, just to verify, you know, that your bank account and everything like that. So okay. you should be getting a call from somebody like pretty soon here. So.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say it'd be good if it's soon, cause I'm going to be stepping into a meeting here in a little bit and I just
okay.
don't want to. So, yeah, have them call me and we'll get that.
Okay. I'm going to message them again right now. Just let them know that you're available to talk right now. So if everything goes smoothly, it really should go through today. You may just want to let your vendor know, like, hey, can you cash this check tomorrow or whatever? Just like, I don't want to anything, you know, worst case scenario to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if we can't get a hold of your landlord or something, like it could push it till tomorrow. I'm thinking like worst case scenario. I mean, I'm optimistic about it, but I just to cover your own behind, you know? Because I imagine it's already, you're an hour ahead of me, right? You're central.
Yes.
So I imagine banks are probably going to be closed pretty soon here anyway, right?
Let's see, it's 3 o'clock, so a couple hours. Yeah, my bank closes at like 6, so 3 hours from now.
What time are they delivering the stuff to?
Well, they're kind of waiting. I put them on hold just hoping that I wouldn't be just giving them a check without money being in the bank.
Right.
I don't want to do that. So I've kind of been just holding them off. I told them potentially later this evening. So.
Okay, cool. That's what I was thinking too, just in case.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a big deal. It's just they loaded it up for me and everything. And so if I push them off and I'm screwing with their schedule and yeah, I don't want to screw them up like that. I did that once before and they were pretty upset with me. And they're a wholesale supplier, and I'm kind of lucky that I get a buy from them. So
I see. Yeah, you don't want to mess up that relationship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cool, man. That's the last thing I want to do to you as well. So
yeah, if you don't get a hold of – so when you call them, Preston, he talked to Fora yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They called him directly as well, and I know everything was fine there. If you don't get a hold of him, let me know, because I think I have another number that I might be able to give to you to give, just in case you can't get a hold of him at that number. I just have to find it here. So.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, looking at my computer screen, I have your file up. I have the messaging with my underwriting department and funding department. Like, this is like my priority right now. So trying to get this done for you.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate your patience, Andy. Looking forward to wrap this up for you.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.